Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission now presents Jadco and You.
An important message from participants at one of four workshops held as part of the 2016 series of the Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission JADCO's Junior Athletes Anti-Doping Education Workshops. Stay tuned to today's edition of JADCO and You for highlights. The series of workshops were held at four locations across the island: the Golf View Hotel in Manchester, the Wexford Hotel in St. James, the Cardiff Hotel and Spa in St. Anne, and at the Jamaica Conference Center in Kingston between October and November 2016. Several secondary school student athletes and their support personnel turned out at the different locations to learn about several topics in anti-doping and to interact with the JADCO team.
It is often said that the best preparation for tomorrow is doing your best today. Athletes, while you work to develop yourself at your sport of choice, remember that it not only involves hard days of physical training and mental conditioning. Excelling at sport is also about fair play, respecting opponents, rules of the games, and staying clear of anti-doping rule violations.
Director of Communication and Education at JADCO, Vanessa Reed Ledford. During the workshops, participants were able to get information on a variety of topics, including the roles and functions of JADCO, making ethical decisions, anti-doping rule violations and sanctions, the doping control process, the health consequences of doping, and the dangers of supplement use. This year's workshops featured the launch of the 2016 JADCO poster competition. Cash and other prizes await secondary school students who can design an eye-catching poster under the theme No Dope to Cope. As part of the launch, the winner of the 2014 JADCO mascot competition, Ajane Billings of Arden High School, proudly shared his experience since winning and encouraged others to take advantage of the opportunity to enter.
I stand here today not only to encourage who is eligible to enter this competition, as it will bring about great benefits, but also to urge every person in here to take advantage of every single opportunity you have to shine and to spread positive messages, no matter how small it may seem.
At the end of the workshops, participants were eager to share their experiences and the lessons they took away.
The most interesting thing I learned about anti-doping during this workshop today is that no matter the simplest of substances or medication that you take, banned substances are found.
The most interesting part that I've learned during this workshop is when they tested the sample of the athletes.
I learned that if you take dope intentionally or unintentionally, you're at fault. Even if the coach give it to you, I don't know, you're at fault.
Well, the health consequences of doping that I learned about today are the risk factors in terms of heart diseases, blood clots, basically every factor that can affect you as a human, physiologically.
Pauline Richards, a physical education teacher at Yalas High School, uses the workshops as part of her teaching tools and ensures that her students attend each year. She and other participants agree that they would recommend the workshop to others.
This is very beneficial for me coming to this seminar, because what happened, I bring children from a wide cross section. I bring from the football team, the netball team, and also those students who are doing the CXE physical education and sport. What I would do is collect the pamphlets and carry it to the others so that they can also be privileged too. The information.
The series of workshops will continue to be held annually as JADCO remains committed to the fight against doping in sport. To learn more about JADCO's initiatives, contact their offices by calling 929-3500 or visiting 529 South Odeon Avenue, Kingston 10. You may also log on to jadco.gov.jm. Feel free to also check out our Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, or Twitter pages. This has been JADCO and You. Until next time, remember, you don't need dope to cope.
Oh, This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.